Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about prepping for your first mailer. Are you mentally ready? Do you have all your tools set up, your scripts? Before we do that, though, let's talk about Casual Fridays REI consulting program. We're really excited to be offering this, guys. Basically, we're here to help. It doesn't matter if you're brand new to this and you just want some help picking and pricing a county, or you've been at it for a while and you're looking for some help on ways to expand. All you got to do is go to our website at www.CasualFridaysREI.com. Click on the consulting tab, walk through the sign up, and then we'll be in touch to help you get started.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah. How are you today?
I'm good.
So this Casual Fridays REI consulting you're always talking about, does it help people just press the button, or can they got to do that on their own? I mean, press the button, like actually hit send on the offers and do that. Do you do that for them?
That's the consulting that they want.
Yeah. And I'd say that jokingly, because today we're going to talk about prepping for our first mailer. And you know, one of the biggest things we always see is the analysis paralysis, the difference in personality types of let's just do it, jump off the cliff, let's jump the jump, let's go fast and have fun, or that I'm kind of scared to do it because I don't know what to expect, and so I don't like the unknown, so I sit back and withdraw.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. I think that's kind of like the first big thing of prepping for your first mailer, yeah, is getting over the fear.
Yeah.
And I think the easiest way to do that is just to keep moving forward, right?
I agree with that. And that's the hard thing for me to understand is people that don't think that way. And maybe it's our minds work differently, but it's a hard thing for me to grasp when somebody's like looking for every reason not to do it, but they're here to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when I did my first mailer, I was definitely nervous, right? Do you mm-hmm. have it priced right? Do you have the county picked right? But I just trusted the process.
Yeah.
Right. There's so many of us that have done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the lessons that we learned and I applied them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just trusted that it would work. And I think that's kind of how you do it.
I guess it's called blind faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you don't really know. Wow. Did you have a good week last week?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I forgot to ask you. Normally I ask you right off the bat, how was your weekend? How was your week?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. I was actually in my head thinking, wow, he skipped all that, which went straight into it. But now you're coming back.
I'm coming back.
Okay, good. Yeah. My week was good. I actually had some really good properties come back. I'm really like proud of these properties.
Proud of them?
Yeah, I am. I was like, I've got some that came back and I was like, man, these are really good ones.
Yeah.
I want to hang on to some of these, or I'm going to make a ton of money on these. Like, they're good.
Yeah. I like that. We did the same. I put some out on the Lamuel website and then kind of did some geo target marketing on Facebook. But sometimes I'll share those on my personal account. So some people saw those, and there was a few. I'm like, dang, if I didn't live 20 something hours from this piece of property, probably be there right now building a cabin.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's loving what you do, I guess.
Yeah, curse and a blessing.
The curse and the blessing.
Right, because
you get to see it.
You want that money too, though.
I love that money. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to lie about that. I need that money right now. So we're hungry around our house.
Well.
But back to the show topic, getting ready for that first mailer. I mean, I'm going to oversimplify life real quick.
All right.
If you're doing a mailer, you need to be able to, A, talk to the people. Have a way for them to get back to you, whether it's mail, email, fax, phone, and then be able to look at the property they're telling you so you can actually find it or know where it's at so you can say, yes, I want to buy it for this price or not buy it for this price. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, there's some things I think you need to put, obviously, what you just said, like voicemail or answer the phone or whatever, right?
How much is a Gmail account?
Last I checked, it was free.
Free, 50 free.
Well, I guess that's part of it. Oh, you're talking about if they email you back, right?
Yeah, if they email it back.
Yeah.
How much is that e-fax machine that you get, little app? Last time I checked, I thought it was like $5 a year.
Is it? I don't know. It was funny because I was talking about fax machines. I was talking with Mary Beth about it, and she was like, those things even exist anymore? Like,
sometimes I just want to cuddle her and like pat her on the head. She's so cute.
But yeah, it's like, okay, you've got your mailer set up and you're going to mail. Are you prepared for the back end stuff that's going to come, right?
Yep.
Are you going to answer the call? Are you going to send it to voicemail?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to send it to Pat Live?
Yep.
If you send it to Pat Live, do you have your script ready? You know what they're going to say?
Yep.
Would you have a checklist for when you call them back?
Yeah, so I feel like we're about to get way out of topic. And in Justin style, we're just going to start bouncing random. Let's get it all in Adam style, OCD, down the line, and let's work all the way through it. So I'll let you start. What's the first thing you need to know on your mailer?
Okay, well, we've already got it prepped, right?
We got prep, we got data. We know what county we're mailing, mm-hmm. and we know what price we're offering. We just need to get the mail out. So we need to know what our letter and all that stuff, or whatever we're sending is.
Okay, so how are they going to get back in touch with us?
So for me, what I have my email. Uh-huh. And so the common question is, do you need an email for your buy website? Is it Justin at Justin Buys Land, or is it justinbuysland@gmail.com? Which one works? What do you think?
I don't think it matters.
I think you have a way for them to get a hold of you.
Yeah, I do. Because my offer has one email on it, mm-hmm. and it just depends on which email I'm in when I respond.
Oh, you don't go back and change the address?
No.
I do.
No, I don't change it. And no one's ever gone, well, you emailed, your letter has this on it, and you emailed me from this. What's going on?
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I'm good with that. Because I use, my buy side is Land Couple. My sell side is Land Mule. My Gmail account is thelandmule@gmail.com. And that's the one I usually work out of because mm-hmm. it's on my desktop and that's what I work out of my desktop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got the email they want to contact you back.
Yep.
Okay, so now you need to decide if you're going to answer the phone or send it to voicemail or have someone else do it.
We originally sent it to Google Voice and had a voicemail, our first mailer. We bought 21 properties with that. And then they yelled at us and my wife cried and I cried. We all cried. We had 7 death threats, a couple, what's that called? Fellatio threats. Yeah. Is that the right word?
Go F yourself.
Yeah, go F yourself threats.
All right, we'll call it that.
We'll screw threats. We can call screw threats.
Okay.
Hashtag screw threats.
All right.
Name that word. So we went to Pat Live and set it up over there. There are a lot of people that just use a voicemail and have a script in their voicemail they do. People are successful with that.
Yeah, they are. I started with the voicemail also. No, actually, I took the phone calls for the first 3 phone calls.
The first 3?
Yeah.
Not like the first 3 mailers, the first 3 phone calls.
The first 3. Perfect. And after all 3 of those people screamed at me, I said, you know what? I'm going to change this over to a voicemail.
Yeah.
And I let them go to that.
Okay.
And I didn't like that.
You didn't?
No. I moved to Pat Live really quick.
Okay.
Probably before I needed to, but it was a game changer.
Oh, yes. I love Pat Live.
Yeah.
And I bought a property from a guy, where's it at? 70 acres in Utah last week. And the funny thing to me was, he goes, yeah, I called your office and I talked to a young gentleman named Pat. And I go, no, he goes, no, wait, Patrick. And I go, yeah, Patrick. Okay. And then he goes, I guess when I called last week and talked to Patty, and I go, Patty, I didn't know they all go by Pat names. Did you know that?
Well, how do you know you just didn't get?
There is no way that he called Pat Live and talked to a Patrick and a Patty, a male and a female, and that not be like what they do. That's got to be something.
I don't know.
If you know this and I'm just now figuring this out after 2 years of using Pat Live.
No, I've never heard that before, and it sounds strange.
And he was laughing after he said it. He goes, you got a lot of Pat's work there. And I go, well, I have an answering service. It's called Pat Live. They're a call center that answer 24 hours a day for me. They're in Florida. And he's like, oh, okay. I said, hey, I'm a small business, and I'm just looking for the competitive advantage so I can make sure you have somebody talk to you. Mm. He's like, oh, okay, great. Mm. So,
well, interesting.
Yeah, thought that was interesting to me. It made me laugh and made him laugh, and we got the deal done.
Well, regardless of Pat or Patty's answering, do you have the script ready for them to say? Do you know what that is going to be?
Yeah, I do. I have mine, and it's pretty simple. Mm-hmm. What's your name? What's your reference number? What state and county is the AP or the property in? Do you have the APN? Do you have the size? Do you agree to the price? If not, what would you sell it for? Mm-hmm. And then they get comments involved in that.
Yeah, mine's the same way. And that's the big thing for me was, do you accept the offer made on the contract?
Yep.
Yes. Oh, great. I'll call you back. No. Well, how much are you going to sell it for? $2 million. Well, I'm not calling you back
either.
Not
calling you back, Buster.
Yeah. And real quick, if you decide to go with voicemail, I read this somewhere. I can't remember where I read it, but I read that your success rate goes up the longer your email is.
The voicemail is.
Yep. The longer your voicemail is. Because the angry people are going to get tired of listening and hang up. And it gives you a chance to like repeat some things, right? Like, we sent everyone in the county an offer, and that data was from the assessor's office or whatever it says, right? And then we want to buy everyone's land that we can that fits our, you get to like re-say things. And finally, maybe they don't listen to it the first time, but when you repeat it later, they say it, and you need to get their name and their info and all that, and then they'll leave it.
Yep.
Those people who sit through a 2-minute voicemail and then leave their information, they're probably going to be more serious.
I don't know. I mean, I can understand the science and statistics behind it, because it's, but that's skewed to me. If the person really wants to sell and they listen through all of it, of course your rate's going to go up because they really want to get you that information.
Well, think about it. You're a real, I think it makes perfect sense.
Well, I think it's a byproduct. It's not actually a result because of.
If you say on your voicemail, hey, this is Justin with Landmule, leave me a message.
Boop.
Right.
Yep.
It's not going to be near as good as,
damn you, Justin.
If you've got all this stuff that explains what you were doing.
No, I get that. But again, I don't think it's a result of, it's a byproduct of. Meaning that just because I put a 2-minute voicemail doesn't mean my strike rate's going up.
It doesn't. It filters. It's not to make your strike rate go up. It's to filter out the bad ones.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I could see it that way. I will concede to your perception of that argument. Regardless, it's a way for somebody to get you the information.
Yeah. You got a voicemail, or you're answering it, or
do you think
Fat Live's answering it?
Professional voicemail or personal, like your own name and voice and sound? So, the reason I say that is I had a client. He went out and spent money and had a professional voice person do his voicemail for him. And I called it, and his number was like a 1-888 number. Called that, and I got the hello.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Justin at Landmule.
Yeah. And I was like, first, I don't like 1-888 numbers.
I was like, scam.
Yeah. And I don't like that either. I think it needs to be a personal touch.
Yeah. I think sometimes we can try to be too professional,
mm-hmm.
like too clean, too like, I don't know.
Well, like the letter itself almost seems like a scam to some people.
It does.
So then if they get a letter that they think is scammy, and then they get a 1-888 number or 1-800 number, and then they get a scammy voicemail, like, I don't.
Leave your social security number and your credit card number after the tone.
Yep. Ugh. All right. So we've got that, right?
Okay.
Now what? Now you need to call them back, right?
Hold on. There is more for them getting a hold of us. We did email. Did we say fax?
We said email and phone, whether it's voicemail.
Okay, so we got email,
you or
phone,
them.
Voicemail, fax machine. You can get an e-fax number for like $5 a year.
Have you ever had anyone use it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never. I'd have to look up my fax number. I don't have any idea.
I don't remember it. It's on my phone. It comes to me in a PDF. It's great. Yeah. For $5 a year?
I mean, I have it too. I've never once had it utilized.
Well, let me ask you this question, mm-hmm. okay? Your sweet, sweet girlfriend's, she didn't know what a fax machine was.
Mm-hmm.
Are you buying property from people in her demographic?
No.
Who do you buy property from the most?
Older people.
They probably still have a fax machine.
Yeah, lately, the last few people I've talked to are in their like 70s and 80s, and they were all able to figure out how to email and scan it and send it back to me.
Really?
Scan it, email, and send it back to me.
My parents couldn't do that. My mom couldn't. My dad couldn't do that. He still has a fax machine. I'll fax it over to you, son. What?
Yeah.
I call their house number. He's like, we don't answer that. It's just for the fax machine.
Wow.
What? Dad, it's almost 2020. Fax machines are a thing of 1983.
Yeah.
Do.
That sound. My first real estate office had a fax machine, and we used it a lot.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, for $5 a year for a free fax, it might cost you $20 a year. I think I paid $5 for the first year when I bought mine.
$5 a year for a free fax?
It's oxymoron. Okay. Cheap fax.
All right.
For an e-fax. I said, did I say e or free?
I don't know. You said free, I think.
Okay, I meant e.
Okay. It's
wrong letter at the beginning.
All right.
Not an F, maybe an E.
Okay.
Okay, so regardless, that's another way for them to get a hold of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about an address?
Oh, you had a mail too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you go virtual? Do you go... Do you go virtual? Do you go P.O. box? Do you go your house?
Yeah. I always advise to not do your house.
I mean, I did the first 6 months with our house.
Yeah.
And then when I got ready to mail, like I was mailing houses in our general area, and I took it to the buyer, I was like, hey, this is what the letter's going to look like, just kind of walking him through it. And he goes, dude, that's your address on there. I go, yeah, right. Why? He goes, like, you're not worried about them coming to your house?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, not because I mail out of state. He goes, but we're mailing like within a couple miles of your house. And I was like, get in a P.O. box. I'm leaving here going to the post office. So yeah. I use a P.O. box.
Yeah, I do too. But that's because I started with a P.O. box and I just didn't want to change it. I like the virtual idea of a virtual mailbox.
But yours is not a P.O. box. Yours is not P.O. box 15100.
Oh, yeah. Yours says P.O. box?
Yes.
Oh, mine actually says an address.
No, because yours is a mailbox. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that everybody understands the difference in that. There is P.O. box at the post office. It says P.O. box whatever. And then there is a virtual mailbox that may say 2222 Bryant Irving Suite 1111. And the one, the Suite 1111 is really your P.O. box.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just assumed that's what yours was too.
No, P.O. box 1501.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. But anytime I talk to someone new, like I, that's one of the first things I do is say, look for either a P.O. box, a virtual mailbox, or an online mailbox. Like, yeah. Don't use your home, even though you can use your home.
You can. I'm lazy, yeah. And I, yeah. That's why I did it. It was out of pure laziness and not being, it wasn't cheap. It was just, I don't want to drive to the P.O. box.
Yeah. If you're trying to save money and get this business up and running, then use your home.
You can do it. It will work. It's a place for them to return the mail to. So we, as you hear, we're giving you options. Any of these combination works. Mm-hmm. There. So if we give you four options for each thing, what's four times four times four times four? You can multiply this so many different ways, mm-hmm. 1,000 different ways of doing it. Mm-hmm. There's probably 2,500 to 3,000 land investors out there actively buying and selling cheap land, selling it for more, doing a combination of everything we're talking about.
There's 2,000 or 3,000 active investors now?
I don't know. How many do you think there is?
We just talked about this on the last show, or one of the last shows.
We did?
Yeah.
Well, how many did we say?
We disagreed. I said 500 to 1,000. I think you said 1,000 to 2, but now you're saying 2 to 3.
I'm thinking there's more.
Okay.
It's getting way down, man.
Nah.
It's not. You gotta get above the juice.
Nah, it's all plenty to go around.
Nah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Okay, so we got phone, email, fax, address.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're covered.
I think so.
On ways to get back to you.
Website?
That's a you don't need.
I don't think it's a need, but no. I mean it's a thing.
I mean, if it makes you feel comfortable and you don't spend a ton of time doing it, mm-hmm. then Feel free.
You showed me a website yesterday that it was somebody's buy website that I guess was part of the course that they bought, and they got it free, or they get it free with it, or they pay to do it. I don't know how they get it, but it's a great little website. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's really nice. Mine's just a picture of me and my wife and my kids just waving, saying, hi, we're real.
Yeah. No, I like a buy website. I don't like when people focus on, well, I need a website before I do this, and it's going to take me 2 to 3 weeks to get it
preach,
done.
Preach, son. You do not need... Yeah. Buy a website to do this. You could use a Facebook page to give you social proof.
Yeah.
Because that's the thought process behind it. Is that somebody Googles you to make sure it's not a scam? Mm-hmm. Social proof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Facebook takes care of that.
Yep.
And that takes no time.
Yep. LinkedIn.
I created one and I never posted anything on it. Mm-hmm. And so people thought that was a scam. I used to get comments on that.
Yeah.
It's like, you've had this Facebook for 2 years and you've never done anything. I think this is a scam. So maybe put some posts out there if you can do it.
Yeah, I mean, I always just, like, I'll do pictures of areas that if we buy a property or two, and like say we shopped West Texas and we bought a property in West Texas, I'll post a picture or two from out there. Some will be stock photos, some will actually be property photos. And I post it on Instagram and let it share to Facebook. And so I'm not really having to work two social media accounts. I'm doing one.
I sent an offer to this county once, and this lady, I guess they had never seen anything like it. Mm-hmm. It was back when I was, like, trying to find these golden nugget counties. And, she researched where my domain name was hosted.
Nice.
Researched where my website servers were and my Facebook account. And she wrote a review online. It was like, this company is obviously a scam because their domain is hosted out of California while their server is in this state. And their Facebook says they're in Fort Worth and blah, blah, blah. And
I wonder what she would do if she saw my stuff, because I'll bounce a VPN and a Tor server in there sometimes. And it'll show I'm in Germany hanging out while I'm sitting in lovely Texas.
Yeah. I reached back out to her and she wanted me to buy. She only owned a quarter of the land.
Oh, then it's a scam because you only wanted, you didn't want to buy it because it was 100%.
Yep.
Ugh. Yep. People.
Yep. All right. People. So we have social proof and a website.
Social proof and a website.
Only if you can get it done quickly and you don't waste a ton of time doing it.
Don't let that be your stopping point.
All right.
Cool. What do you put in your letter? That's an important thing when we're talking a mailer. What do we put in it?
I want to buy your property.
Hi, I'm Justin. I like to buy property.
Yeah. I mean, my letter has essentially how much we're paying and how we found their information and some five or six rules about what your property has to qualify first to buy.
Contingencies.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's important to put that in there and kind of walk through the process a little bit too. So your letter may say something like, hi, I'm Justin. I like to buy property. I'm looking at a property in, because you're doing a mail merge and you're going to change counties, so you can put your mail merge stuff in there. Looking to buy property in whatever county. We got your information from the county assessor or however you get their information. Because in some states that are non-solicitation state where you cannot get it from the government to send it, you cannot say, I got it from the county assessor. Yeah, there are states like that. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
I don't even know if I followed what you said.
So there are some states that are non-solicitation states. You cannot legally get the information from the government for a solicitation.
So your letter can't say this information is free from the county?
Yeah, because you will get a comment back from the attorney that you sent it to. And he says, hey, I don't know how you did that. Statute blah, 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 says you can't do that. Yeah. I'll be sending this over to the attorney general.
I'll deal with that when it happens.
Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Throwing it out there. Because, I've had some guys send me properties, and they're amazing properties in places that are non-solicitation states. I'm like, how did you get this? He's like, well, and he tells me his process, and I was like, okay, I'll fund it, but I didn't mail it.
Maybe that can be a thing of a show.
Yeah.
Non-solicitation states.
Yeah. I think there's like 6 or 7 of them, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
So, but it's something you want to think about when you're putting a letter together. I put in, a little bit about our company, a little bit about how the process works, because one of the common things we say is, like, hey, we can close in 3 days. We're cash. Well, if you're going to run it through title, it's not going to take 3 days. So you may want to have that in there. Mm-hmm. Hey, we have been known to close in as little as 3 days without using a title company. If we use a title company, it generally takes 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I changed. My letter has evolved over time as I listen to the responses I get back.
Yep.
Like you just said, if I'm going to take it to title, then it's going to take a little bit longer. So I want to throw that in there.
Yep.
Or I used to not have anything about road access, and now it changed once, and then it's changed again, too, cause as my criteria gets more defined.
Yep.
I've thrown in must meet buyer's acquisition criteria so that I have an out.
Yep.
So pay attention to the responses and adjust accordingly.
Yeah. No, I agree 100% with that. Contingencies are important. If you're a person that likes to make everybody happy, you can use those as your outs many a times, because a person with that personality will get into a situation where it's a piece of property they really don't want. It's not priced horribly, but they're scared to say no and walk away from the deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got contingencies.
Yep. As we talk about your personality not being that type, it's just a way to get out of them. The contingencies are great for us. They help keep the power for us to dictate the deal the way we want the deal.
Mm-hmm. All right. So ways for them to get in touch with us.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our letter with our contingencies.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of our purchase and sales agreement, our letter when you sign it. What do you sign it as? Like, so I get these guys that'll send me a letter, and I'm like looking at their thing, and it's questionably professional. Like, it looks really nice. Like, it's a form letter from somebody else. Then it has like Chester Sliva, Executive Vice President of Acquisitions. And I'm like, man,
why would the executive VP be sending out letters?
Because he's a boss. Got that executive VP.
Well, the boss doesn't waste time sending letters.
That's what his people do it for him or something. Yeah. I don't know.
That's why I'm the manager of acquisitions.
I'm a sales manager or acquisitions or buying manager or whatever I put on there. And half the time now, it's not even my name on it anymore.
Yeah. You never, in my opinion, there's why you never want to be the boss.
I don't want to be the boss. Yeah, I want to blame somebody.
Yeah, that's the thing. You need to have an out when someone says, when you offer them 5 and they want 55 or they want 6,000, you need to say, well, I need to get back with my boss. No, I'm just a acquisitions guy.
And I play mine off on my wife a lot. Like, she doesn't know how many deals she's killed. Or I'm like, I got to talk to Jessica. I know you checked our website out. Let me go talk to Jessica and see what she says, and I'll get back to you. But I don't think she's going to get there. And they're like, okay, well, just let me know. Offer them 4,500. They want 9,000. I think it sells for 12. And I come back and say, hey, best I can do is 5,000, and I'll take care of all the closing. Well, okay. I said, man, sorry, that's all she approved. She's the boss in this situation. I'm just the worker bee.
Mm-hmm. And I love being the worker bee.
I do. I do love being it.
Yeah.
For although my own company.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I'm the worst employee in the world working for someone.
Yep.
But I'm okay being the employee in my own company.
My staff meetings rock.
Yeah. All right, so
We got a way to get a hold of us. Got a way to get it back to us. We got some stuff in there that's important to make sure you hit in the letter.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the next big thing for your mailer is to think about, are you printing them yourself or are you sending them to a place like Offers to Owners, which we love Offers to Owners.
Mm-hmm.
For Land Academy, remember, it's 55 cents. Price of a stamp now is what, 59 cents, 55 cents?
I don't have any idea.
I mean, I know some guys are going to be like, well, Justin, I get mine. They're discontinued bulk first class.
There's always someone's got something to say, right?
Cool, dude. I got it.
Yeah.
You spent 3 hours of your Saturday printing this up. I spent 3 minutes telling Omar at Offers to Owner, hey, dude, looks good, man. I appreciate it. How's everything in LA going right now? Oh, dude, it's great. I went to this concert. Pal, thanks, bro. I'll see you later. We high five. He knocks it out of the park for me. And I'm spending my 3 hours with my kids.
Yeah.
Not running my printer.
Yeah, I know there's some coaching out there that suggests, maybe mailing it yourself to save money.
Like, what money are you saving?
That's the thing. It's like, what a waste of time.
Yeah.
It's not that much cheaper.
I did, if at all cheaper. I had one guy from another. I'm not going to say the group's name. I'm not going to throw his name out there because I think this guy is actually, he's really successful. At first, I wanted to not like him. But as I start seeing his stuff and I see him genuinely helping people, I'm like, you know what? This is one of the good ones. I can appreciate him. But he broke down all his costs for me. And it just, like, he goes to, like, Costco or Amazon. He getting these big things of folders or envelopes. And he pays somebody to do it for him. I'm just like, man, I guess if you want your envelope a certain way, you want to look certain, you want it to do certain things. It wasn't that big of a savings to me. And I guess over a course of a year, maybe.
No, because you got time involved in that.
Yeah, I guess. I agree with that. And there's the cost to go to the post office, cost to do all that stuff.
Not worth it.
No, I think I'm trying to think what I thought his cost was after it was all broke down. Paper, I think ink was the thing I couldn't get how much ink he was using per thing because I burned through ink at my house and I don't even print much stuff at my house.
You need to change your printer.
I know.
That thing was $40 to do 3,000 sheets.
Wow. Adam's pointing at his his printer here.
Yeah.
It's got a barcode. Oh, that's not a barcode on top. I thought maybe you borrowed it.
No.
From like a library or something.
No, it doesn't take an ink cartridge. That's the thing. It's a
laser.
I don't know what it is. Those 3,000 sheets, and to replace only $40.
Wow. Congratulations, yeah. Mr. Make me feel bad about myself today.
Well, that was not the intention.
But that's a big question, you know, is how do you actually send it? I'm not going to tell you that if you're going to send 20 pieces of mail a week, and that's the program you bought, and that's what you believe is the right way to do it, me and Adam don't do it that way. We send, some weeks I'll send 5,000 pieces of mail outs. I try to send about 1,000 to 1,500 a month at least just to keep the business moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's not a horrible lot compared to a lot of people.
Yeah, there's some doing 10,000.
But my business model is different than mm-hmm. your business model mm-hmm. and everybody else's. So, yeah.
Even at 1,000 and 10,000, it wouldn't matter to me. I'm still sending it to offers to owners. It's done in 2 minutes.
Yep. And the cool thing I like about offers to owners, it is a Land Academy family of products, and we enjoy and we stand behind a lot of their stuff. Is that they price match, so you're not going to find a better deal anywhere else. Mm-hmm. The only thing I wish I could have is a first class option on it. Just pow. How much does that cost?
First class just gets it there faster. Is that?
Yeah. Oh. I guess it doesn't matter when you get the whole ball rolling. Mm-hmm. But in some of the businesses I do with direct mail, I need quicker time.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
If I had a hailstorm hit San Antonio tonight, I want it to be in their box on Tuesday, not the following Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if this had to do anything with offers to owners or just like mail in general. But my last first mailers, it took a month for people to start calling.
Wow. People.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well, cool. Well, I think that gets us. We got the things to look for. Are we mailing them ourselves? How are we sending them? How are we contacting? This is high-level stuff. Again, there's not one that's going to should never stop you from doing it. We gave you plenty of options. It's to get going and do it. Press go.
Yep. And reminds me, done is better than perfect, right?
Yep.
You don't have to have all these things exactly right.
Nope.
Just do it.
Yep. Any of the stuff that you get on the first couple mailers, if you tweak it, you know, if you got a free Google Voice number and that's the number they're calling, just keep the Google Voice number.
Yeah. Yeah, I still have my Google Voice number and I check it every now and then because you never know who's going to call back.
Yep. Cool. Oh. So Wednesday's show is going to be pretty exciting. We have the godfather of land investing himself, Stephen Jack Butella, going to join us. So,
yeah, that's our first big interview and he's a pretty big whale to catch. Is that?
I'd say he's a pretty big name in the land investing community because there's a couple, a couple big courses out there that have followed what he's done and made it their own. But
yeah.
I think he still holds the record for like $20 million in revenue off eBay land.
Which is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Lamborghini money.
Or as Jack, well, we'll see what he has to say.
Yeah, cool. I look forward to it.
All right.
Take us out.
Well, that's it then. Guys, we're going to let you go. We'll get back with you on Wednesday with that great interview with Stephen Jack Butella. Before that happens, though, before Wednesday, go to Instagram, go to Facebook, give us a like, give us a follow, and then go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us, like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. It really helps us out, and we love you for it, and we'll see you Wednesday.
Thank you.